بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Many of us belittle themselves. Many brothers, especially those who are involved in so many sins, many sinners, many non-practicing people are always belittling their role in terms of al-Islam. They don't put an effort to save themselves from the hellfire. And they say that they are sinners, they are non-practicing people, so they want to continue like this, and they lost the hope. This is something very strange, and this is something that is totally unacceptable. Allah Jalla wa Ala, as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, opens his hands at night for those who committed sins at night to repent. And Allah Jalla wa Ala opens his hands at night for those who committed sins during the daytime to come to him and to repent. And Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, used to say, O Allah, give forgiveness for Abu al-Haytham. His son was amazed. He asked his father, who is Abu al-Haytham? And Imam Ahmad said, Abu al-Haytham is a person whom I met in prison. And one time when they took me to flog me because of the fitna of Khalq al-Quran, because of the declaration of the fact that al-Quran is not created, they used to take me and they used to flog me and they used to torture me. One time a person grabbed my clothes and he said to me, do you know me? And Imam Ahmad said, who are you? He said, I am Abu al-Haytham, the one who used to steal from people. At-tarrab means used to steal small things from people. And because of this, I was flogged 18,000 times because of this. And I never left what I used to do. I used to remain fast on what I used to do. He said to Imam Ahmad, listen, I used to remain fast, firm on what I used to do, and I was doing something wrong. What about you? You are doing something right, and you are calling people to the truth. Are you going to give up what you are holding from the haqq, from the truth, just because of number of logs that you are going to receive? No, you should fear Allah and you should firm on what you believe, because you are on the haqq and I used to be on the falsehood and I used to be firm. And Imam Ahmad was amazed. And he said, this helped me to remain firm and to be steadfast on what I used to call people to. So, imagine, brothers and sisters, this person, he is a sinner. But he supported Imam Ahmad. Maybe one of the main people who supported Imam Ahmad is this person. That's why Imam Ahmad used to ask Allah Jalla wa'ala forgiveness for this person. Which means, brothers and sisters, that never belittle yourself. Always there is a chance for you to come closer to Allah Jalla wa'ala. Always there is a chance for you to support al-Islam. Never give up. Never, never, never. And imagine, remember that Allah Jalla wa'ala is ready for you to accept your good deeds, even if you are a sinner. Don't listen to the shaitan. The shaitan is telling you that because you are a sinner, you cannot do good deeds, so leave it. No, the shaitan is deceiving you, so you will be a bigger sinner as well, and you will never do good deeds. So be careful of that deception, and try to do any good deed in front of you. Remember that, brothers and sisters, don't ever belittle yourself. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
We entered the place and we saw a dead person. Next to that dead person, a mushaf lahu. Yani means a holy book. We asked them, who is this? They said, he is the prophet Daniel. Some of them said he is the prophet Daniel. فيها النفوس الغاوية ما تترك بذنوبها دا ينتصر